China has thrown its support behind Hong Kong's embattled leader and police force following an eighth weekend of violent street protests. The Beijing-based government office that oversees policy towards Hong Kong has given a rare news conference saying it stands by Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam. But it's failed to offer any clear solutions on how to stop 2 months of rolling protests that have flared into violence and stoked opposition to Chinese rule. Andrew Leung is an independent China strategist who's worked in the senior ranks of the Hong Kong government. He's also chair of Andrew Leung International Consultants and Investments, and he joins me now from Hong Kong. Welcome to RN Breakfast, Mr. Leung.
Welcome. Well, good morning. Andrew speaking in Hong Kong.
Andrew, Beijing is standing by the Hong Kong leader, Carrie Lam, despite protesters calling for her resignation. It's a very interesting press conference indeed, in which a lot of attitudes are revealed. But what do you think this is going to do to tensions in Hong Kong? Will it inflame them or just temper them?
Well, this press conference comes at the heels of 2 months of violent protests that's escalating in degree and scope, as well as in targets at the symbols of Hong Kong government's authority and also the Beijing government's authority, including the storming of Hong Kong's parliament building, the Legislative Council, and also attacking the representative office of Beijing in Hong Kong, defacing the national emblem, and also spreading all these protests together with the sharp end of violence, all around the territory, including in the new territories where some of the villages are situated. So I think that the Beijing has been, in fact, watching this very closely. I mean, for the past couple of the past months, Beijing has been relatively relatively quiet and sending out feelers to assess the situation. So this decision to pledge the support for the embattled leader, Carrie Lam, and also focusing on the law enforcement, the need for law enforcement and the restoration of the law and order in Hong Kong, for which Hong Kong has been proud, is a well-considered decision at the State Council. Yes. This is no, and Sunday morning kind of a top of the head kind of statement. The reason is because I think both Hong Kong and Beijing realize that there is a groundswell of social unrest and social anger and dissatisfaction, not only with the way that the Hong Kong government has been handling this controversial bill. It's really the last straw on the camel's back, as it were, because the perception has been that the one country, two systems has been tilting towards the one country rather than some of the values of the two systems.
But I suppose what was interesting about this was this extraordinary decision to hold a news conference and the very interesting words. What would Beijing do to assure Hong Kong that one country, two systems is in place? And the answer was, this depends on how they understand the situation. It is a complete ideology. There are three bottom lines: no harm to national security, no challenge to the central government's authority and the basic law, no using Hong Kong as a base to undermine China. Now, spelling out like that does say something about Beijing's rising concern, does it not?
Well, you're spot on. I mean, these one should read carefully these three statements at the beginning, because the perception has been that all these protests involve a group of very militant activists at the front. And these activists seem to be reasonably trained. You see how they communicate the messages over a massive sea of people using sign, well-coordinated sign language, so that the essential supplies like helmets and also rubber bands to tie up barricades, and various other things.
What are you implying there? Are you saying?
Well,
go on.
Well, I'm trying to say that all these protests are increasingly bearing the hallmarks of a color revolution.
A colour revolution, right.
Colour revolution.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I know.
Yeah. And the in fact, the word revolution is being used in slogans, spray slogans, right outside the at Beijing's office, representative office, as they attack and deface the national emblem, and also using almost lethal weapons. So the perception has been that the aim is really to topple the current government and to challenge Beijing's authority, change the political dynamics in Hong Kong, so as to actually getting rid of some of the safeguards in the one country, two systems. Now, one has got to understand that this one country, two system is truly unique. I mean, you have the one country, which is a communist state, and the two systems, which has a place which has been governed under the Western kind of political system, even though it was a colony. But in the basic law, which is Hong Kong's constitution, there are lots of safeguards for the two systems.
Yes.
But there is a few safeguards for the one country, including one which is against the subversion and also sedition against the central government.
Yes,
that
indeed.
But safeguard has not been enacted.
No, but is there? Right. I think what is interesting, what you're saying, because, I mean, is a very interesting take, and clearly this is what is being discussed with considerable concern inside the inside Hong Kong. But if Carrie Lam were to say she withdrew the bill altogether, that would isolate those very people, wouldn't it? Because I'd suggest to you that the bulk of the Hong Kong people who are sort of turning out in their many, many thousands, they may not be anything like that group that you're describing. But at the moment, isn't it true that the government isn't helping them, in effect, to assert themselves and promoting the rise of these other groups?
Well, it's true. I mean, it seems that the both Beijing and Hong Kong government are concentrating on law enforcement and the restoration of law and order without paying too much attention to the restoration of people's trust in the government. It is a valid point. But on the other hand, the perception in Beijing is that the chief executive has already backed down, has already not only said that the bill has been suspended. In fact, the bill is dead. The reason for the statement that the bill is dead is because there is absolutely no political mileage anymore, not only mileage, but support amongst the pro-government legislators. For the bill to move forward, you've got to have the support of the pro-government legislators. But then they are already losing a lot of votes, and they have already regretted putting the support behind the government. And also, I mean, for Carrie Lam to apologize and to publicly said many times that the bill is not only suspended, but the bill is dead. And then insisting the government to use the word withdrawal seems to be, it's just using force to show that the government can be bent to the will of violence and all these protests.
Right, okay. Well, Mr. Leung, I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you very much indeed for that analysis.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew Leung, an independent China strategist, chairman of Andrew Leung International Consultants and Investment.